Dear brothers and sisters, good morning. On this Mother's Day weekend, at the other Masses, I've reflected on the maternal love of God, of His motherly compassion, and as that's shown in His healing in the first reading. So if you're interested in that homily, you came to the wrong Mass, but it is recorded, and you can get it online later this week. But I did want to talk in a special way also about other forms of motherhood at this Mass, particularly connected to our graduates. St. Thomas Aquinas tells us that the two duties of a parent are to nourish and protect the child's physical life and to form and educate their soul. And the way people use soul today, I don't think they realize that your soul is nothing other than your mind. Your mind is your soul is your mind. Graduates, when you graduate in a week?
Yeah.
You will start to call Erath High by a Latin title. Anybody know it off the top of your head? No? You've heard it before, I promise you. You will call it your alma mater. Have y'all heard that before? The guy's like, yeah. Alma mater is Latin for nourishing mother. You're going to start referring to this school as your nourishing mother, as the one who reared you, as the one who educated you. It actually has the connotations even of nursing, as the one who fed you at the breast of knowledge. And I cannot express to you how important a gift that is. So many people think that the point of education is to get a good job. I really hope you get a good job. That would be nice. That's not the point of education. How many of you, don't raise your hand because your teacher's going to be mad. How many of you sat learning Shakespeare and said, how is this going to help me get a job? How many of you sat learning algebra or trigonometry and said, how is this going to help me get a job? How many of you sat learning about world history and said, how is this going to help me get a job? It ain't. Okay. No job application in the world, except for history professor, asks you to explain the 30 Years' War. Point of education is not to get a good job. Point of education is to be a good person. Educare from the Latin means rearing, but it comes also from the word educare, to lead out. To lead out. Education is supposed to lead us out of darkness, out of ignorance, out of bias, out of closed-mindedness, out of all the things that make us more like human animals than human beings. The point of education is to make us fully human. And that's why we call the one who nourishes us in education mater, mother. As I've shared many times from this pulpit, my parents were educators. My godparents were educators. The first Sensat to ever come to America was an educator. The only Sensat who has any kind of worldwide recognition is a founder of an education system. The word Sensat means sensible or educated. I finished 25th grade back in 2023. Okay. I care about education, but I care about education most of all, not because of my heritage or because of my life or because of my experience, but because of my faith. Jesus today promises that He will give us the Spirit of truth. He says later in the Last Supper that the Spirit will lead us into all truth because he will take from what is mine and declare it to you. And St. Paul tells us that in Jesus are hidden all the treasures of wisdom and knowledge. Young people, listen to me. It's very important in this place. That means that ultimately the algebra that you learned, or didn't learn as the case may be, comes from the Holy Spirit. The history that you learned comes from the Holy Spirit. The knowledge of humanity that you learned in literature comes from the Holy Spirit. All the things that you were taught are hidden in Christ. For in him are hidden all the treasures of wisdom and knowledge. Why do you think we have a graduation mass if education isn't something holy at its root? I can go even further. It's going to blow your minds if you don't know. What are you wearing right now, guys? What are you wearing? I don't need y'all to answer. I need them to answer. What are y'all wearing? Gas. Why? Why? I'll tell you why. Because all the first schools were run by the church. And what you're wearing right now is monastic robes. You're wearing a monk's habit, and that thing around your neck is a monk's hood that they adapted. You see that little pom-pom hat that I wear? That's your mortarboard hat. Yours just gets flattened out. Dear brothers and sisters, education ultimately comes from God. The Holy Spirit is the one who ultimately educates us. Because it's something holy. I want to share something with y'all. I'm going to try not to make it a rant. I taught at LSUE for a while. Taught philosophy. When I was in high school, I read Plato's Republic and wrote a paper on it. 10 years ago, when I taught at LSUE and I had to grade student papers, it required a bottle of wine and many glasses to get through them. Every teacher will tell you, who's being honest, that education is not appreciated in this world today the way it used to be. That truth is not appreciated today the way it used to be. I am deeply scared, let me be perfectly honest with you, I'm deeply scared at how many people willfully reject knowledge, willfully reject expertise, willfully reject truth of every kind, and I'm even more scared that we have artificial intelligence who are telling people wrong answers all the time, and people take that as if it's true. If you want to know how important education is, if you want to know how sacred knowledge is, if you want to know how divine wisdom is, remember this homily and look around in 20 years at what the world has become. Because like me, I think you'll be shocked. Because a world that rejects truth may have lots of money, may be able to give you all kinds of happy meals and whatever, but it is still a world of darkness. I don't want you to be in the darkness. Education is meant to lead you out of the darkness. In fact, next Saturday you will graduate. And since we're talking about the meaning of words here, graduation comes from the Latin word for the rung of a ladder. You're walking up a rung, you're walking up a step to get out of the darkness you're in. And no, I don't mean school. To get out of the darkness of ignorance. Cherish that. Cherish it throughout your life. How many of you, your parents feed you? Raise your hand. Raise your hand if your parents feed you. Okay, good. Cool. Nice. How many of you are leaving home soon? Raise your hand. Okay. Do you still plan on eating? I have a problem. How many of you were taught at school? Raise your hand. How many of you are leaving school, either for college or for other opportunities soon? Raise your hand. You better still plan on learning. Just as you eat for the rest of your life, even though your mama's not cooking for you, you should learn for the rest of your life, even though somebody's not spoon-feeding you. The last thing I'll say, guys, about all of this is I wore this vestment today in honor of our Mother Mary. I also wore it in honor of you. I wanted to match y'all, you know. And then I found out the picture took place earlier, but it's fine. It's okay. Nobody cares. Okay. Many times I've pointed out the irony or the wonderful coincidence that our motto here is Go Big Blue and that we belong to Our Lady of Lourdes Parish. Because Mary appeared many times, and despite pictures of her, she only wore blue a few times, and one of them was at Lourdes. And the reason for that, as best as I can find, or at least as I was taught, was that blue in the ancient world was the color of educators. The Blessed Virgin Mary, who gave birth to the Word of God, can also educate you. And I'm being very serious about this. There are numerous stories throughout history of saints where she appeared to them and made them smart. I know two people, separately, who are doctors of philosophy, who were trying to write their dissertation, couldn't finish their dissertation, were about to flunk out of school, prayed to the Virgin Mary, woke up the next morning with all the answers in their head, and finished their dissertation in time. Obviously not dumb people, and yet she was still smarter. As you go forward in your life, as you let the Holy Spirit guide you into all truth, as you revere the truth that is found in Jesus Christ, I encourage you, look to the example of Mary, pray to Mary, remember her, because she's your alma mater too. Your sweet, nourishing mother, too. And she can teach you. And so as we honor our mothers today, as we honor our school today, we should also honor her today. Because it is Mother's Day, and every alma mater deserves our love. God bless you all.